Well, I guess if you were going to pull out one little bag out of, or one little trick out of that bag of tricks, it would have to be having one quick opener so that you can start introducing yourself and meeting more women, okay? This is really important because everything starts with a man walking up to and talking with women, okay? Now, the most important part of this, though, is that you don't only, and you definitely shouldn't start out with just approaching the women that you're attracted to. And a lot of guys are kind of like, huh? Why would I want to walk up and talk to women that I don't want to date? Well, that's the thing. Most guys out there right now are only singling out, and they're only finding the women that they want or find attractive. And what do they do with all the rest of the women? Well, they ignore them, and then they create the situation in their mind where it's okay to talk to other women that they're not interested in, and that's easy to do, right? That's simple. Anybody can do that. You don't have any problem. There's no pauses in conversation, no struggling for what to say. You can do that easily. But when it comes to talking to a woman that you really do want to talk to, suddenly all the gears lock up. And why do they lock up? They lock up because you haven't been practicing across the board. You haven't been using approach as part of your life and your lifestyle. So the really big important technique that you can do right now, and this works for every guy that I've ever given it to, is start immediately being social with everybody. My motto is approach every man, woman, child, and small furry mammal. Now, I mean that kind of, you know, jokingly a little bit, but yeah, it's actually kind of true. Like small furry mammals, like dogs. Dogs are a great opener. You walk up to somebody's dog and pet them, ask about the dog, and it doesn't matter who that person is, right? If it's a woman that you're interested in or some dude that's hanging out in the corner with his dog, it gets you in a mind frame that, hey, you know what? People really do want to connect with and talk with other people. Most guys are running around with this feeling that they would be bothering another woman if they were to talk to her. Ooh, I don't want to go up and say anything to her because I'd be causing trouble. She'd be thinking I was some kind of a freak or some kind of stalker, right? It doesn't work like that, guys. You got to get out there and approach everybody. So here's what you do. You just immediately start talking with anybody about everything or everybody about anything. And at the same time, come up with one opener that you can use all the time. I call it the universal opener. Your universal opener is simple and easy to deliver. And mine is simply this. Hey, you know what? I just saw you standing over there. And I knew if I didn't at least say hi, I'd be kicking myself all day. My name's Carlos. What's your name? And it's that easy. It's that easy. You just come up with one thing that you can recite off the top of your head without even having to think about it, and you just jump in. You just jump in the pool. And the more you do it, the faster you do it, the better off you'll be. If you sit there thinking about it, your brain's going to lock up, and you're going to get into that paralysis, that whole paralysis of analysis thing, right? So that will get you immediately better with women because you'll at least be meeting more women. 90% of guys don't have success with women because they're not meeting women. They're waiting for some chance or some fate or some weird circumstance to get them into a woman's sphere of influence or interaction, rather. You know, they're waiting for somebody else to introduce him to her. They're hoping that fate will make it happen. Let me tell you, man, fate doesn't bring anything to you that you can't do for yourself. The guys that are consistently good with women simply talk to more women. It doesn't get any more easier than that. It's really that simple. But as guys, we want to make it more complicated than it needs to be, and we have to come up with and figure out with the perfect line or the perfect routine. It's got nothing to do with that. Simply getting out there and doing it in the easiest way possible so that you don't freak out every time you have to do it, that's really the secret to breaking this game down.